Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of OEM TV. I'm Eric Mills. I do Windows Server Marketing at Microsoft. And we have the second part of the series today, where we're going to show you how to connect your on-prem servers to your virtual machines in Azure. So in the last video, you saw the Azure side and how we actually connect Azure, or we create our gateway on the Azure side. Now we're going to talk about the on-prem side. And Jim's going to show you step-by-step how you set up the on-prem side to connect to Azure. And there are a lot of good reasons why you want to do that. But folks sometimes think it's a little harder than it should be. So hopefully this video shows you exactly what you need to connect your on-prem servers into Azure. So it's specifically going to show you where to go in and download the VPN device configuration script, which is a PowerShell script. When you install that, it's going to install and configure your routing and remote access server on the on-prem side. And from there, you can go into Azure and create that VM. The VM will be able to see your on-prem network. And this video is going to take you all the way to the point where you can connect that Azure virtual machine to your Active Directory on-prem. Very cool stuff. So if you want to learn how to connect an Azure virtual machine to your local Active Directory, this is the video you're going to want to see. Hope you enjoy it, and we'll see you next time on OEM TV.
Okay, as we begin the second part of this demonstration, you can see that the gateway has now been provisioned. There's zero data in and zero data out, meaning that it has not been provisioned on the on-premise side. We've just done the Azure side. So what we're going to do now is go through the steps of setting up a site-to-site connection using Windows Server 2012 R2 routing and remote access. Just seems to be the easiest one to use in a demonstration, so we're going to go with that, and I'm going to go ahead and build the VPN download device script right now. So you can see that there's several different vendors that are supported. One of them is Microsoft, and we're going to go with routing and remote access, so we're going to go with 2012 R2. And we're going to click OK. It's going to want to download the device script. So we'll do a save as. I'm going to put this on the desktop as VPM device script. Now it's going to download it as a CFG, but it's actually its PowerShell code. So we're going to rename the file before we run it. And we're going to give it a PS1 extension. All right, so before I run this script, let me just kind of show you a couple of things here. I'm going to go into Server Manager. Now, I am on the gateway machine. If I go to Local Server, okay, you can see that there's no routing and remote access installed on this machine. It's very important that if you're going to do this device script using routing and remote access, that it's not already installed, because the device script installs it and configures it for the correct gateway. The second thing I want to show you is what my gateway address is. It's 40.76.73.98. What you'll see after this device script runs is that routing and remote access has been installed, the device has been configured, the route has been established, and then the endpoint to the route is going to be 40.76.73.98, which is going to be connecting to the Azure side. Once we connect these two, these will go connected. You can see they're separated right now, and we'll start seeing some traffic flow through. So let's go back to the desktop. And there's the VPN device script. So we'll go ahead and launch the VPN device script. We'll open it. Actually, we'll launch it with PowerShell. Okay, it says, do you want to allow the script to run? I'm going to say yes. And this script will take, about 3 to 4 minutes to run. So we'll go ahead and minimize this down for now. There goes the installation. Okay, so I let that PowerShell script finish running, and now I'm back into Server Manager, and you can see that routing and remote access has now been installed and configured. So to configure it, or verify the configuration anyway, we're going to go into Remote Access Management. And Now, remember, this was the script that we downloaded from the Azure portal. So you can see it's already configured the VPN. It's using direct access. If I open up the RAS management console, it shows my gateway address. If I go to network interfaces, 40.76.73.98, that should look familiar. And we're going to go ahead and connect this. And there it goes. It just connected for me. So now I'm going to go back to the Azure side. And I'm going to do a connect on the Azure side. And I should see those two little bars come together. Now this will take a second to come up, and now it shows me that I am physically connected. I've got data coming in and data coming out. So what I've done is I've successfully connected my on-prem side to my Azure side. So basically now, when I provision virtual machines in Azure, they will be able to see my on-premise side and vice versa. Okay, so let's do that. So I'm going to go to virtual machines now, and I'm going to create a new virtual machine. And I'll do a from gallery. We'll do Windows Server 2012 Data Center. Hit next. Virtual machine name, I'll just call this Contoso-VM1. Okay, we'll use a standard configuration. D1 is fine. Username, this is going to be the local administrator. So I just tend to use VM admin for mine. That way I know what it is. And I change this as soon as I get into the system. Okay, I'll throw a couple passwords on there. So the name of the system is Contoso VM1. VM admin, we'll hit next. Okay, so here's where the rubber meets the road. It's going to create a new cloud service. It's just going to be the network interface and the ports that are open. You can see I've got a remote desktop port open. Internal port is 3389, which is standard for remote desktop. It will automatically get an external port assigned as I initialize the TCP/IP interface. Okay, so the cloud service DNS name is Contoso VM1. Now, you can see it's going to want to create the machine in the same region that I created the virtual network. I'm going to switch the region to the virtual network. Now, that means that when this machine spins up, it's going to get the DNS server assigned of 192.168.1.1. It's going to have a routing address configured so that if I make a call to 192.168.1.anything, it's going to go through the VPN, and it's going to resolve DNS through the domain controller, which is the DNS server. All right, I'm not going to do any availability sets. Other than that, we'll hit next. And I'll just leave all the agents at their default. We'll click OK. And this will take a few minutes to provision the virtual machine. So I'm going to go ahead and pause the recording until this finishes provisioning. Okay, so our virtual machine running in Azure has now been provisioned and is running. So we're going to go to connect, and we're going to connect to it and do a little connectivity test. Okay, our credentials are VM admin and the secret password. You can see it assigned it to 58190 is the external RDP port that could assign to it. We'll take a look at the properties of this in a second, and you'll see that this actually has a public IP address that we could use the server with if we wanted to. And we'll go ahead and say yes to that. and this will log us on as a local administrator to the box. Okay, so now we're connected to contoso.vm1.cloudapp.net, which has been provisioned on the Contoso VNet virtual network. So what it should get is a 10.x IP address because it runs in Azure, but it should have a 192.168.1.1 DNS server, meaning that it can go across the WAN and resolve names and addresses. Okay, we'll give this a second for the desktop to come up. There we go. We're getting there. Okay, so it sees the network. We're going to go ahead and add it. Okay, so Server Manager automatically comes up. And if we look at local server, we're contoso.vm1. If we do a browse, browsing dc.contoso.com, and because we've never logged on and we don't have credentials yet, it'll ask us who we are. It should authenticate us to the domain, and there's the net logon and the sysvol. So basically it's the same as we're at the gateway host right now. So if I did the same thing here at the gateway host, run dc.contoso.com, which has a NIC connected to the corp environment, we should get the same thing. And there it is, netlogon and sysvol. So from the Azure side, we are able to see the on-prem side. So the final step would be take the Azure machine and join the domain, which you would do through Server Manager if you wanted to. So I'll assume that everybody knows how to go ahead and join a domain. From here on out, you would just go into Server Manager and join the contoso.com domain, and your virtual machine would have access to on-premises services. So if you don't have routing or remote access, with most places will not be using routing or remote access, you can download the device script for the individual device that you want to make your endpoint for the VPN. And then when you run the script, configure the script, you'll do it with a Telnet application. There's lots of Telnet applications out there, but basically you'll get a terminal emulation script and you'll run that against your router or your firewall, whatever the application environment is. So essentially what you're doing is you're configuring an IPsec tunnel. So we'll go ahead and wrap this demonstration up right now. What you've seen how to do here is to go through and configure the Azure side, create the virtual network, create the address space, create the DNS server, create the gateway. And then from the on-prem side, go in, run the configuration script, whether that be on your device, your appliance, or your routing and remote access server. Provision a virtual machine, drop it on the new virtual network, and then test connectivity back to the virtual network. Thank you.